here in the Lucy Coleman studio on September the 16th, 2014, in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on the good planet Earth. Good morning. This is PJ, your internet pastor. I'm doing physically fine. I'm emotionally saddened. I am torn up. I will not let my emotions come out over this webcast. I will not do that today. I'm going to retain my composure as I read this article. I'm focusing on something that happened in Arizona. To hear the prosecutors tell it, Darian Hunt lunged at officers with a samurai-type sword before he was killed. Wait a minute. To hear his family tell it, police shot the 22-year-old several times while he was running away. An independent autopsy proves that he was shot from behind, his family's attorney says. And there is no consensus about what happened last Wednesday morning. The Utah case is already drawing comparisons to the police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Hunt's mother said that she believes that race played a role in her son's death. Now keep it in mind, Hunt's mother is a white lady with red hair. Hunt's father was obviously a black man. And so she thinks that it plays, you know, the race card is played here. They kill my son because he's black, Susan Hunt told CNN affiliate KSL. No white boy with a little sword would they shoot while he's running away, quote, unquote. Hunt was 22 years old. And of course, the autopsy shows that he was shot in the back. There was a bullet in the back that killed him, flat out. Why would a young black man, 22, be running away? Because he knows his life is in danger. He knows it. Now, you know what? This is going to be another whitewash. This is going to be another whitewash, you know. And Utah, what's a black man doing with a sword? As a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine that is going to make a gift of me a samurai sword. That will be made a gift. I know that I'm not supposed to receive this sword. When they give me the sword, she said she was going to give it to me. Her husband collected them. And she saw that I was very fond of it when I saw it. And so she said, well, I'll present it to you as a gift. I said, well, fine. Now, what would I do with a samurai sword? The same thing you do with it. Look at it, show it to my friends and say, see, look at this. Isn't this nice? It's not illegal to have that. It wasn't illegal for the young man to have it. Why would the Utah police shoot him in the back? But the Utah County Attorney's Office said that there's currently no indication that race played any role in the confrontation between Mr. Hunt and the police officer. That, you know, that has to be a lie. Looking at a picture of the guy, you know he's black. You know he's in Utah. It's almost an all-white community. Wait a minute. Police officers from the Saratoga Springs Police Department responded to a report of a suspicious individual walking around the local business with a samurai sword, type sword. Chief Deputy Tim Taylor of the prosecutor's office said in a statement, what do you mean he's suspicious walking around? Would he be suspicious walking around if he were a white man with a samurai sword? Why is he suspicious if he's a black man with the samurai sword? If I had a samurai sword, would I be a suspicious person? You know what? Let me act like I'm the telephone person. What did you say? He is a man carrying, and he looks suspicious, and he's carrying a samurai. Describe the man to him. He's a black man. He got an afro. And all right, we send him to the police right away. See, that's the problem. You know what? I haven't worked in a while, and so all my bills are paid up, and people aren't getting paid, right? So I had somebody call me from Citibank today. I don't even do business with Citibank. I guess Sears does. I don't know. So they called me and I said, hello. And they said, are you John Coleman? I said, that's none of your business. Who are you? I'm Elaine. I said, I don't know no Elaine. What do you want? Well, you're Sears. I said, oh, you calling about that? You get paid at the end of the month. She said, well, I want this now. I said, I'm not giving you that. So shut the hell up. What did I just tell you? That's what I told her. What did I just tell you? Did I just tell you that I'm going to pay you the first of the month? I didn't work this summer. When I work, I don't get money. I don't have money. I sent Sears $20. I said, hello. So they put out a collector on me. Well, we want to know if you would like to make a direct deposit with your check. I said, if you touch anything of mine, you're going to wish you didn't. Did you take down what I told you? I have not been working this month. I have no income coming in. You must wait until I get money to give you. And they said, well, we're going to keep calling you. I said, only at your own foolish demise. What makes you think I'm going to answer an 800 number? My friends don't call me from 800 numbers. I'll block all your calls. You will get paid on the first of the month. Now, I'm speaking like a black man that knows, man, what the heck am I afraid of Citibank for? Come and take the house I'm in. Do anything you want to do to me. People threaten people. And then they look at your zip code and, well, I didn't mean to upset you. I said, baby, I'm not upset. I'm telling you to copy down in that dang computer that you said, Nat, that Sears would get their money at the end of the month. If you bother me again, you will be ignored. And I hung up on her. Now, you know, when I see this woman tearing up, all right, she got with a black man. She loved him at that moment. And man, it had that child. 22 years. Her boy. And then this police department, a suspicious looking, my God, I can be carrying anything. I have this nice little Jamaican sack. And it has the Jamaican colors on it. And I like it. And, you know, when I go to community fairs or something, when I buy things, I throw them in the back of the sack. And especially when I ride my bike. Now, I guess I could be walking around with this sack on, and it's African, and it's offensive to certain people that don't like it. Now I'm a suspicious-looking character. I'm telling you, man, you know, this stuff is embedded deep in these bigots' hearts. And, man, you give a bigot, you give a white bigot, a redneck, a gun. I'm telling you, your son's lives are in jeopardy. You know what? It's going to be, well, let me continue to read this. Okay. When the officers made contact with Mr. Hunt, primary evidence suggested Mr. Hunt brandished the sword and lunged towards the officers with the sword, at which time Mr. Hunt was shot. Now, does that make any sense? Now, why would a 22-year-old young man do something like that? And the pictures that they have all over the internet is he is with the community, and all of them see him as a loving, compassionate person. You would have to be growing up in a community like that, and one of the very few blacks in that community. Have to be loved by the people in that community, known by the people in that community. But when a community wants to rid themselves of that, oh man. Hunt's family attorney, Randall Edwards, challenged the version of the event. An independent autopsy shows that Hunt was shot 6 times from behind, Edwards told CNN. We are not going to release the independent autopsy results or the name of who performed it until the Utah State Medical Examiner releases its results, Edwards says. I love it. And that's the way you do it. See, and so now they got to get this Utah State thing to agree with these killer cops. Oh, my God. When will I ever have to stop in my good country making webcasts like this? You know what's going to be the downfall of America? Same thing which has been the downfall of any other country that's turned their back on God. You disrespect your citizens. I don't care what damn color they are. Makes no difference whether they black, Hispanic, whatever. You disrespect a citizen and you're walking around being paid by the citizenry to protect and to enliven the lives of people around you. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I also was looking at CNN Sports and they showed a black commentator just going off, telling them to get those football players and all those guys off the field. Just get them off the field because it's ruining the sport. You got guys out there knocking their wives out, beating concussions almost into their kids' head, talking about this is the way I was chastised. Now, let me address that, too. In the black community, you got your butt whipped when you broke the commandments. All right? Black people never played with our children. We never played with them. If you feeding that child and you tell that child what to do and that child's going to, you know, rail up and come at you, that child will find himself getting up. That is a normative in the black community, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. When you step out of line, you will be put back in line. That's the way that works. See, that's why I have this disposition of this attitude. If the police step out of line, they need to be put back in line. Now, you know, they're going, man, they ought to look at all these football players, basketball players. All these dudes have got baby mamas all over the world. Because, see, they start off in high school. And then when they get in college, man, they're busting up all these other women around here. And so then when the baby mama have a baby, you know, and the Jethro promised them a few $100,000, that money run out. Well, she want more. Okay. They got him, so I'm going to get him too because he did the same thing to my baby boy. And he's not giving me no money. And I got to get up off my lazy black behind and go to work. Oh, I know the way that works. But for a sports commentator to lose his mind on the air, get him off the field, get him off the field, get him out of here. And the other two black commentators looking at him like, man, what did you do? The expression on their faces was, you know how we are, man. I don't, you know what? I have never, as ever since I've been doing these webcasts and even doing it as a pastor and as an internet pastor, I've never lied to you. Black people chastise their children. Black people will never listen to white people in some psychological bull crap mess. Never, ever. Black people will never do that. That's why most people in the white race in this country can't control their children. And their children go around killing their own mamas. Very rarely do you hear about that in the black community. Very rarely do you hear about a black child killing his own mother or blowing his own father's brains out after his father whooped his butt because of some crap that he did. Very rarely. You only see that in the Anglo race, if you want to call it that. Now, the reason that it doesn't happen in the black community, you can get all your psychological bullcrap together. And yes, I'm quite upset this morning. Can barely grade my papers here. I just turn on the news to see what's happening on in the world, and I see another black man killed. Man, what the world? What are they killing my babies for? They're killing our babies. And most of you people sitting out there listening to me, especially the ones that you still go to them things called churches, what you gonna do, go to church and pray for the mother? I don't see Jesse Jackson or L. Sharpton going down there doing that, do I? Do I? Opportunist. Man, I cannot believe this. My heart goes out to that woman. My heart goes out to all the people in the community that knew that boy. And let me say this. If that boy lunged at them police officers with that weapon. And he was shot in the back. Because when you're lunging at an officer, how are you lunging at him? From walking backwards up on him? Jesus. Man. And even if he did lunge and they had officers, one volley or one round over his head would have stopped him if he was lunging. Son, boom, don't do that, because next time we're going to have to shoot you. Please, son, put that blade down. Whatever's going through your mind, look, I'm putting my gun in my holster, son. Put it down. Wouldn't you have done it if it was a little white boy out there with a sword like that? If it was a young 15-year-old white kid out there, little red-headed, freckle-faced white boy with a sword, with that police department. I mean, I'm just giving it to you in the real. They would have said, son, what is it? Put the sword down. Where did you get the sword from? We got a call. You look suspicious. You're not suspicious. Did your friend let you borrow the sword, son? But don't do that. You think they talk to the black man like that? I'm glad they're doing an independent autopsy, and don't give the results of it either. Don't even give the name of the person that did it. And you got the right to do it because there was no criminal activity and the body belonged to the mama and the people in the community. And I want to follow this case because I want to see somebody. I want to see somebody in prison for murder. I want to see somebody get the chair. The police officer that did that should get the chair. That's right. Electrocute it. Electrocute. Pop his eyeballs out of his socket to teach the rest of them a lesson. Now, you know me, I'm not one for spouting up revolution. You can take this webcast any way you want it to be. But, man, you know what? I keep asking God, why do you continuously let me live to see this? I heard that a couple of my favorite jazz musicians died within the past couple of weeks. And so all my contemporaries are dying, and the people that made my life happy are leaving the planet, leaving at 75 years old. I'm 70 and I'm still hanging around here. And every time I hang around here, another headline come out and I get outraged. Just like with that silly lady called me from Citibank. Now, I don't want you to get upset. I said, shut up talking to me like that. You don't know me. I said, you're not bold enough to upset me. Put down in that damn computer what I told you and repeat it back to me and then get off my phone. My goodness. Somebody just texted me and said, Lake Tahoe, I love it. Yeah, right. I'm glad you love it. The train passes right by Lake Tahoe. This person's on their way to Reno, Nevada. And they were telling me that the train is passing by Lake Tahoe and they love it. Well, enjoy yourself. An eternal vacation. This person has a lot of money. They can do that. I'm happy for him. I really am. I wouldn't waste my time. I visited Lake Tahoe with my wife, and it was a wonderful view. But I didn't watch it from a train. I watched it from our car because I drove from Los Angeles to Reno. But I should tell this guy, if you're going to Reno, watch out, because in Nevada, them cops will kill you. They will kill you and say that you look suspicious. And this man is kind of, you know, off the chart. He's always showing his money. And I try to tell him, don't ever show your money like that, man, because people that don't have any money and that have to work for money will misrepresent that and think that you're a black thief with all that money, and they'll shoot you. And they'll make it look like they were justified to shoot you because of what you were doing. And then I try to warn him, because you're there alone. I wouldn't go to any place where you got rednecks burning to kill a black man alone. I'm not going nowhere like that. My goodness. killed another young brother. I can't believe it. Rest assured that there is more to this story, police said in a statement on their Facebook page. Many of the details cannot be shared due to the ongoing investigation. Now, to me, that's them putting together a case. See, that's what they do. Rest assured. Well, if it's rest assured, put it out there now. See. Hunt was arrested in January on several charges, including assault, child abuse, and intoxication, according to county records. Okay. Edwards said that the arrest had nothing to do with the week shooting and that Hunt had a history of interactions with the Saratoga Springs Police Department. The arrest came after a fist fight with one of Hunt's siblings, Edwards said. And since it was the first offense, he was able to have it dropped. But his record, if he pleaded guilty to the charges, it was dropped from his record if he pleaded guilty to the charges, that is. And then another comment says, we don't know exactly what happened, but the fact that the black kid with an afro was shot while walking down the street by two white officers in the city that is 96% white is concerning, Edwards said. There are serious questions as to why officers were questioning him and the use of force in this situation. Yeah, well, of course. See, because you can put down, I was booked in Korea for insubordination to a non-commissioned officer, stripped of all my stripes and put in a military stockade. That didn't mean that I was wrong. You see, don't get that twisted. I've been in jail one time in my life when I was in the military stockade. I wasn't wrong. Sergeant Rush was wrong. See, I'll never forget his name. Sergeant Rush was wrong. See, and so when you push me, I'm going to push you back. Then it says, while some have speculated that race played a role in the shooting death of Hunt and Brown, there's one key difference between the two cases. Brown was unarmed when he was shot, and Hunt was reportedly carrying a 3-foot sword around a Panda Express restaurant and other businesses. So what do you think he was trying to do? Huh? Then someone says, I believe that maybe my son thought maybe I'll try to get a job at Panda before this sword, maybe this sword will impress them. That's what Susan Hunt told KSL. Yeah, now that makes sense. Now why? Because youngsters think like that. Because everything in their mind is what they see on these darn videos. And at 22 years old, I'm telling you, I got married at 23, but at 22 now, you're looking at a 22-year-old, he thinks like a child. I know I've had a few run through my place over here. Worse than children. So that makes sense. She said that the sword was purchased at a local Asian gift shop and that it could not actually cut anything. And so it wasn't a sharpened sword. And I'm just reading the article for the first time. And so I'm not gonna be, you know, biased against anything. I'm reading it for the first time just as if you're sitting here reading it with me. And I want you to use your mind. This is the way a 22-year older would think. Because they don't think like that. The freedoms that used to be in this country, the freedoms that used to direct us, guide us, control us, and all of that is gone. You're suspect. You can't even talk loud on a street corner without somebody calling a black and white unit. There's an angry man. I guess that crazy dame that called me on the on the telephone today. I guess she must have thought that I was an enraged black man because I couldn't pay a bill. I said, what? I told her, I said, baby, I've been paying bills since before you was born. And I'm sure not going to start choking up over a Sears card. All right? Jeez. Come on. I said, I'm 70 years old. I've been paying bills all my life. Cut me some slack. If I wanted to do something, I'd really do it. I know how to do it. And guess what? They probably wouldn't send me to prison because it'll be cheaper to leave me out. I swear some of these people. In a statement Monday, Panda Restaurant Group spokesman Thain Ho said that the Saratoga Springs location was closed at the time of the shooting. We do not have firsthand details of what occurred, Ho said. And so now that makes sense too, because the kid would go there with the sword to show him the sword. So he didn't go there with the intention on cutting anybody in the place or cutting meat with it. See, because kids don't, young, and I keep calling them kids, they're adults really, but due to the fact that they grow up in this society that we live in today, the 22-year-old that I was, the 22-year-old, These young boys are like 14 or 15 years old. That's how far behind they are when it comes to reasoning. CNN legal analyst Sonny Hostin said the case, like the Brown shooting, highlights the issue of when police can use deadly force. Well, yeah, well, you can talk about that all you want to. Police got deadly force. Police got to know that other people got deadly force, too. That's not a threat. That's a promise. Some other people out here got deadly force, and they're not going to put up with it. If you think everybody's just going to sit around and, oh, I'm just going to let the police kill me today. No, they're not. Then the article goes on and says, officers are justified in using deadly force, she said, to defend their lives or to stop a fleeing felon whose escape would pose a serious threat to the officer or to the public. Now, how could this boy's escape? I'd love to see the court trial. He was escaping with a dull samurai knife that wouldn't even cut a pancake. Man, just listening to this reasoning. So when I see, this writer says, so when I see this fact pattern where someone may have been shot in the back, that someone must have been committing a violent crime and posed a threat to society and public, for that officer to be justified in shooting the person, Hostin said, these cases are very case and fact specific, but it does seem too odd to me that if he was running away with this fake sword, the deadly force would be appropriate. But there are other questions to consider, she said, including whether the sword looked fake. No. Maybe the sword looked to be a real sword, Hostin said, and there was a violent crime. And was there a violent crime committed with the sword? See, I, you know, her baby's gone. All right, the boy's gone. I like going, looking at his picture. He's man, I can't believe this. Whew. And wait a minute. And then on the same page, you know what they got next on the same page? Bieber strips to the tone of booing. Is this ignoramus? No, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that. I just, Bieber strips to the tone of booing. Now, I guess this is just, let's see. Boos for Justin Bieber. They're booing. Wait a minute. This kid is taking off his clothes right on stage. This, see? Look at this. I'm looking at this for the first time on CNN. Justin Bieber just took off all of his clothes but his underpants, stripped on, and I cannot believe this. Now, you know what? And then the news media, they're looking at this thing, this scene, and they are making comments about it and laughing about it. Now, you know what? Let me pause right now, because see, that's how come I don't have television, and that's why when I watch the news, I look at things and I say, well, in this society, you can about do anything you want to do, even kill a man. See, now you think they would have shot Justin, whatever his name is, Bieber. All right, my webcast time is up. I got papers to grade. I got quizzes. This is. Protect your sons. Let them have their friends over to the house. Change the way. Listen to me. Change the way you view that generation. Because you must, if you're going to preserve the life of your sons. Oh, now I got to get out of this depression, and so that I can get happy again and continue to do what I'm doing. This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman Studio, broken heart, saddened for the loss of another young Black man before he could even live, gone. My goodness. God bless you. Stay in the Word.